This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
13 Days of Halloween is from Grim and Mild, Blumhouse, and iHeart 3D Audio. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
Are you all right?
I just felt a wave of vertigo, I think. Like I was falling for a moment. Or being pulled down.
It is likely still the tincture the pastor gave you, working its way through your system.
My eyesight keeps growing dark for just a moment, and then it's gone. It's just gone.
Do you see anything when your sight dims?
Yes. Sort of swimmy shadows. But it feels like my eyes playing tricks on me. I feel as though I need to sit.
Well, here, take my arm. We're almost at the butcher shop, and you can sit down inside. Here, this bench. Sit.
Freezing in here.
Well, it has to be so that the meat doesn't spoil. Hello?
This meat looks off. It's all the wrong color. Gray, green.
It is.
What kind of meat is it?
It's apparently all kinds.
Does it taste good?
I'm vegan.
Hold on. I'm coming. Oh, Mother.
Hello.
Who's that?
That is the question of the hour, sir.
Are you here for the gathering?
I am.
Will it be the same order as last year?
Yes. Maybe 3/4 of what we had last year. It's fewer mouths.
I suppose I'll deliver it myself, then?
Please. At sunset.
Of course.
Excuse me, but what kind of meats are these? I haven't really seen anything like them that I can think of.
Did you notice any animals? Did you see any cows or chickens or goats or sheep? No. That's because there aren't any. No trucks in or out, either. Not to my shop, at least. So, you're probably wondering where it all comes from. I remember the day I first walked in. I hitchhiked and walked my way across who knows where until I found myself wandering here, into this town. There was a cardboard sign in the corner of the window advertising help needed. The windows were dirty and dark, and whole animal sides hung from tarnished hooks. I paid no attention to carcasses, but maybe I should have. The smell was the first thing to hit me. It wasn't exactly the smell of decay or the tang of blood, but I couldn't quite place it. The cold case was half empty, with the occasional scattered tray of what looked like liver and offal. But the glass was as old and dirty as the windows. There was a gaunt tall man behind the counter. A few days unshaven and a cloudy left eye. And his apron was stained with crusted fluids. Not all blood. Some yellow, some green, and an odd purple smear. I couldn't place as anything natural. He studied me with his one good eye, and as I started to speak, he cut me off.
I know why you're here.
I tried to explain that I had no experience, but that I was an eager apprentice and quick to learn.
It doesn't matter. You're here now,
was all he said, and handed me a dusty, used apron. The back room was not unlike an old morgue. The walls were subway tile, yellowed with age, and several dark stains led to a large rusted drain in the middle of the smooth concrete floor, and a row of dim old bulbs that hung overhead. He grabbed a knife from the collection of them that were all spread out on one of the countertops and placed it in my hand. There was a group of symbols carved into the handle and a strange shimmer to the blade.
Now wait.
We stood there for a minute.
The lights flickered, and it happened.
A wisp of black smoke appeared from nothing, and the air split, and more black smoke poured out.
Like something had just opened up, and this thing fell out of it. It stood on four legs like an animal about the size of a goat. But it wasn't.
It wasn't anything. Just some perverted abomination. It let out a screech that almost sounded human.
Now kill it.
But I hesitated. It just gazed at me with solid black eyes. And then it lunged, inches from my throat. It froze in midair and just sort of hung there and stared. Even with those solid black eyes, you could still see the life fade away. The old man had stuck it through the neck. Black and green sludge poured down over his hands from the wound, and my eyes started to burn. Without a word, he slung the thing onto the table and just started breaking it down.
Never know what'll come.
He took a hold of one of the feet and sliced right through the hide and stretched and pulled it off like a wet sock.
You've got to take all the mess out.
And as quickly as he said it, I sliced down the middle and out came the insides.
Make sausage if you want, but usually they just take it as it is. Cut the rest in a familiar way or don't. They'll come and they'll eat it just the same.
He hung the sides and filled the case. And sure enough, they came. They just point. Not a word spoken. And so it was. Every day, at the same time, things would appear. Summoned from who knows where. By who knows what. But slaughtered all the same. We tossed the bones and whatever else we couldn't process into the pit. You see, out back, there's a big hole in the dirt that never seems to fill. The first time I stood there and dumped in the slop bucket, I looked down and saw horns and rows of teeth attached to long pieces of jaw and severed claws and things I still don't have no words to describe. One day I stood in the back and counted backwards under my breath. I'd time it down to the second, just so I'd always be ready. Or at least I thought so. The lights flickered like usual, and then out stepped this hulking monstrosity with a gaping maw full of rows and rows of teeth that looked like ivory colored roof nails. And the next thing I knew, I was pinned down, and it was all I could do to keep it pushed away while the jaw snapped and flecks of slobber covered my face. The thing ejected something from its body and it wrapped around me. I felt one of my ribs crack and my vision started to go dark. With everything I had left, I pushed my hands up into what I think was its neck and grabbed a hunk of skin and fur and just ripped it. The thing let out a primal scream so loud my ears started to ring. My vision was almost black, but I reached into the hole I just ripped and found a handful of what I can only guess was a windpipe and tore it out. The thing gasped and finally collapsed on top of me. The old man walked over and kicked the lifeless mass off of me with one shove of his boot.
Good.
It was that afternoon, a young woman appeared, shivering and afraid. She spoke quietly. I couldn't understand her, but I could see that she was terrified. In those beautiful, ethereal, crystal blue eyes. All of a sudden, that fear of hers vanished, and she stood up and walked towards me. I thought maybe she could see that I was safe. The old man grabbed her by the hair and snatched her head back and cut her throat open with one quick motion. Her skin faded to gray and then to scales, and then whatever the thing was fell to the floor, all twisted and ugly and warped. He put his hand on my shoulder. "For everything that appears, know this. No matter what it looks like or how much it begs and pleads, even if it looks like someone you know, there's nothing there but unholy evil and death, no matter what. Even if everything inside of you struggles with it. Even if it's a child." The old man lifted his shirt up through the side of his apron and displayed the scars from where a small chunk of flesh had been torn away. "And never, ever bargain with one of them, no matter what they promise you. It's only meat. And there must always be meat." And then the next day he was gone. The shop was mine. My burden. And I knew these things would never stop coming. Sometimes it's easy and quick. And sometimes it's not. But there must always be meat.
Yes, well then, I suppose we should be moving on. How is your head? Your eyesight?
It's more shadows.
Any shapes?
None that I can decipher.
Well, let's go then. We will see you at sundown.
That you will. Father be with you.
Everything returns to him.
Everyone here seems very religious.
Well, we are a tight community, held together by our shared faith. It's a very rare thing.
I'd imagine.
The wider world is scary, dangerous. You never know what's hiding behind your neighbor's door, but here, our secrets are all out in the open. You know that Sarah over there accidentally killed her husband in his sleep.
Accidentally?
Or that James on the bench, the short one with the reddish hair, that underneath his janitor's jumpsuit he's covered head to toe in cigarette burns.
What?
We know each other, and that familiarity brings comfort. And we have the familiarity because the Father in the sea has gifted it. We accept his gift with love and faith. Bad things happen everywhere. At least here we know how. We know why they happened. The knowledge is strength. It's a bond that's unbreakable. Come, we have lots to do.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tomorrow on 13 Days of Halloween, The Wishing Well.
I'd find myself lost, staring out the window of the store in the direction of this old well. What harm could it do, I thought, to make a wish? It started as an errant thought, then the most inside of jokes. Something I shared only with myself. Until one day, I stood right where you are now and looked down deep into the well. I made a wish. I'd thought about this carefully. I wished, after days of deliberation, to never be alone. At first, I thought nothing happened. Just the plink of a coin against the stone.
Thirteen Days of Halloween, The Butcher Shop, starring Kathy Najimy, Bethany Ann Lind, and Rochelle James. Written by Matt Riddle, with additional material by Nicholas Tikoski. Sound design and mixing by Josh Thane. Engineering by Violet Furton, Dubway Studios, New York. Casting by Jessica Luza, created by Matt Frederick and Alex Williams, with executive producer Aaron Mankey. A production of iHeartRadio, Grim and Mild, and Blumhouse Television.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.